With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate rejected competing measures Friday to fund federal agencies for a few weeks when the new budget year begins on October 1st, increasing prospects for a partial government shutdown on that date. Leaders of the two parties sought to blame the other side for the standoff, Democrats accusing Republicans of not negotiating with them to address some of their priorities on health care, and Republicans saying basically that they would need more of the information. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats are engaging in a very serious process.
This is a just cold-blooded, partisan, political attempt to try and score political points with a left-wing base that is demanding that their Democrats here in Congress oppose and resist anything that President Trump is trying to do.
The state of Ohio is getting applause from conservatives after making a number of reforms that have more people moving to the state for the first time in decades.
When you're losing population to the other 49 states, like Ohio did for 40 years without interruption, there's something wrong there. And Ohio's lost something like 8 or 9 congressional seats in the U.S. House as a result of that. They needed to do something differently.
Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says Ohio has implemented a flat tax and is also allowing for greater educational freedom. He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says he'll meet Chinese leader Xi Jinping at a regional summit taking place in October in South Korea and will visit China early next year. In a Truth Social post, the president said Xi would come to the United States and noted the leaders made progress on the approval of the TikTok deal to allow the popular social media app to keep operating in the U.S. Wall Street had some gains. The Dow added 0.4% yesterday. This is SRN News. Oregon Democrats are in cahoots with Planned Parenthood. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
A working group has been formed that includes representatives of the party and the nation's largest abortion business. The goal of the new organization is to protect abortion and to thwart the Trump administration's efforts to keep children from undergoing sex change operations. Lois Anderson of Oregon Right to Life says, quote, "Democrats and their allies at Planned Parenthood once again showed where their priorities lie." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Zambia has sentenced two men to two-year terms in prison with hard labor after they were convicted of plotting to kill the president using witchcraft. While such a charge would seem absurd in the West, many people in Africa believe in witchcraft and think it can be used to commit crimes. A 2018 study by the Zambia Law Development Commission found that 79% of Zambians believe in witchcraft. The two were convicted of possessing charms and other items. This is SRN News. Turmoil at a major college in the Lone Star State. Here's Jason Walker.
Texas A&M University's president stepping down following criticism over a classroom video that showed a student objecting to a children's literature lesson about gender. Initially, that had led to the professor's firing. The resignation, though, of school president Mark A. Welsh III was announced Thursday by Chancellor Glenn Hager. He says it was, quote, "the right moment for change at one of the largest universities in America." Welsh's departure comes after the video put him under criticism by a number of GOP lawmakers. Jason Walker reporting.
The International Olympic Committee has confirmed that Russian athletes will compete as individual neutral athletes at next year's Milan Cortina Winter Games. This decision follows the same approach used at the Paris Games. More details at srnnews.com.